Ladies and gentlemen, it's Maxwell's pleasure to introduce from Nashville, Tennessee, Oh Boy recording artist, Mr. Todd Snyder.
In space, racing the moon, climbing the walls of this hurricane, still over all, I can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. I said I'd have to get a permit with tags and everything. I never made it through the red tape. I got a paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose. Now there's nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. I told her I was stressed. I said, I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose and nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. I can't complain. So now I got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. I just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. I wanna make my last stand. This time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in the passing lane. Can't complain. A little out of place, a little out of tune. Lost in space, racing the moon, climbing the wall, a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain.
You know, if you feel like you're sitting up on the floor up here too, feel free.
It won't work this morning. I just can't punch in. There's too many questions under my skin. My back is aching. I'm so confused. I just can't help feeling like I'm being used. I did like they told me. I settled it down. Now I'm going crazy, working downtown. wouldn't do I do here? Why do I stay? Who are all these people that I check in with every day? I need a room to think this over. I need a ride out to Horseshoe Lake. I want to feel like it makes a difference. What difference one man makes? They say the one man who makes the money, one man who makes the time. I need some time to think this over. I've got to make up my own mind. I don't need a psychic. I don't need a shrink. I need some time away from all of this. I need a drink. How did I get here? Oh, where will I go? Why am I so haunted by everything that I don't know? Portion of the program tonight without thanking all y'all for coming to it. This is my first trip to Hoboken. For those of you who have never seen me before, my name's Todd Snyder, and I've been traveling around this country now for about 12 years, making up songs and playing them for anybody that'll listen to them. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're sad, some of them are short, some of them are longer than others, and sometimes I ramble on for as many as 18 minutes in between them. This next one takes me back to the summer of 1989. Some of you might remember it as the 20th anniversary of the summer 1969. Back in that summer, if you remember, they had the Woodstock, they had that again. Then Grateful Dead were big again. And tie-dye t-shirts were big again, except for you didn't make them in the bathtub. You got them at the mall. And I was playing at a club in Memphis, Tennessee, called the Daily Planet, and I used to show up early and sit at the bar before the show, and they, it was one of those bars that had a television behind the bar, so you could watch TV and drink a beer, you know, and I was sitting next to this guy at the bar. He's got, this is a true story, he's got gray hair down, like all the way down past his butt, you know, and he's drinking a beer, and you can tell, if you know people that smoke pot, you can tell that by looking at their eyes or just by smelling a little bit, you know who's been smoking grass. And I could tell this guy was high. And on the television that night, they had this one of many that summer. There was a documentary on TV. It's called The Woodstock Generation, Where Have They Gone? And I'm watching the TV and looking over at this guy and watching back the TV. And then I look at this guy, you know. And they never put a phone number up that you could call and turn them in. So I didn't get to
But eventually I got frustrated for my own generation, and I turned to this guy this night and I said, "Man, do you get the impression that 20 years from now, when we look back on the summer of 89, the only thing we're going to be able to reminisce about is how much we reminisced about the summer of 69. And he says to me, he turns around slow, kind of stone-like, and he goes, "Well, there's a reason for that, man." And I said, "Well, help me out, because it's not Live Aid, you know that." And he said, "Your generation hasn't done shit." And some of you might have been from the Woodstock generation and agree with that. I didn't want to agree with it. I said, "That's not true." He said, "Name one thing." And I got stumped. And I went home and I made this up. Want to hear it? Here it goes. It's called My Generation, Part 2, Verse 3, Chapter 4, Jackson 5. My old man says that the Woodstock generation found a way to make this nation open up its eyes and take a look around. He says my generation ain't good for nothing. I could think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. Hey, here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condoms since watching L.A. Law. Here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. Thank you. And here's to living off your dad as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, oh, my generation should be proud. We were raised up in the hallowed halls of 500,000 shopping malls. And there ain't any price we're too proud to let our parents pay. We'll buy anything from Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Listen, I never said that we were very bright, but I'm proud anyway. Hey, here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense, watching Arsenio Hall. And here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 ta-da t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. And here's to living off your dad as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, oh, my generation, gotta hope I die before I get old. My generation, my generation, she said strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation, I should be proud. Buddy, I'm running on a rocket fuel, flying high, feeling cool. Buddy, I'm running. My mom works, my dad's gone. I skip school now all day long. Burn my brains out of singing this song. Doors wide open with a TV on. Rocket fuel, rocket fuel. One more shot of that rocket fuel. I don't need work, I don't need school. I'm running like a rocket down the road, way out there. No one
rates because no one cares. Redneck bottom of the corporate stairs. I'm gonna get my kicks while I still don't care. Rocket fuel, rocket fuel. One more shot of that rocket fuel. I don't need work, I don't need school. I'm running like a rocket. You don't care if I sell my soul, but you move me like a holy roll. I'm running on rocket fuel, rocket fuel. One more shot of that rocket fuel. Don't need work, I don't need school. I'm running like a rocket. Yes, I'm running like a rocket. I said, look out, mama, I'm running like a rocket. Hey, look out, people, I am running like a rocket.
That's called rocket fuel.
It's on a record that we just made. We got a couple records out, three of them exactly. And that one's off a record called Viva Satellite. That's the one we just did. And people always ask me if that song's about a drug, but it's actually about a guy who. There's a kid that lived in a town called Fraser, Tennessee, not far from Memphis, Tennessee, where I was living. And I used to hang out with his parents all the time. And the truth is, parents all did drugs, you know. He didn't. And one time he told me that he didn't need the same drugs as his parents because he is on rocket fuel, whatever the fuck that was. But I thought it sounded better than everything I was seeing passed around at their house at night. So I made up a song for him. This is a song about a different kid. Everyone has these, like I am having. Here I'm holding on to anything I can. Just keep myself from anything but laughing. Here I'm looking back as far as I can stare. Out my window, winter's almost over. I can almost see the sun behind these clouds. Looking back on where I was a year ago today, laughing at the shape I'm in now. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But all I heard was how I was supposed to get ahead. Now growing up, it isn't anything but all this indecision with these debts and doubts and the worry hanging over my head. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I wish that I could remember what I said. I wish I could find that old time feeling back somewhere in between what I've become. you know, somewhere down the line. I guess it must have seemed appealing, so I suppose that this must work for some. But I wanna go back to going crazy, believing every word that I was told. You know, sometimes when growing up, I think I'm getting wiser, and then other times I think I'm getting old. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, but all I heard was how I'm supposed to get ahead, 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 ahead. Now growing up, it isn't anything but all this indecision with these doubts and doubts and worries I got hanging over my head. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I wish that I could remember what I said. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I wish I could remember what I y'all. That's, I got that song. That's a, huh? Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. This, yeah, I made that up one day. I came home and I'd been out. There was this band called Son of Slam from Memphis, and I'd been out. Sometimes you'd go out with them on a Friday, and you'd think it was still Friday all the way to like Sunday, you know. Yeah. And I came home and my power was off, and it wasn't because I forgot to pay the bill, you know. It's because I couldn't. And I remember I sat down, I made that song up, and then I forgot about it for a couple years. And then when we made the record, I remembered it because I couldn't afford my phone bill again. And this song here, I made this song up in a bar on a napkin and everything, and never thought anything had happened, come of it, but it ended up on our record. And then this cowboy named Mark Chestnut cut it. Stoner version. You're gonna get me into trouble. I knew it right off the bat. You're gonna get me into trouble. And you keep looking like that. Well, I may be alone, but there's someone at home. I just know I'm making a mistake. In a place like this, you could almost hear the promises break. You're gonna make me need an alibi. You're gonna make me have to watch my back. You're gonna make me have to tell a bunch of lies. You're gonna make me have to cut my tracks. Well, I told her I couldn't. I thought I wouldn't. And now I'm so ashamed. You, it's all that I can do to think about what was her name. Oh, you're gonna get me into trouble. I knew it right off the bat. You're gonna get me into all kinds of trouble, but you keep looking like that turd up cowboy's man. Also teach guitar if you guys. You're gonna make my motion. You're gonna turn my neck. You're gonna make me do something I'm afraid I won't regret. Well, I may be alone, but there's someone at home. I know I'm promise is a breeze. You're gonna get me into trouble. Hey, you're gonna get me into trouble. Something that you want to hear for sure, write it on a napkin and set it down here and I'll read it. Yelling at me gives me a weird drug reaction. I have a flashback, but not as cool. This song, features the harmonica. Me like I don't even pay my rent. I get my car to my mechanic, people I ain't seen it since. My phone is always ringing when I want to be alone. They try to sell me everything from heaven to cologne. Everybody's got an offer that I can't refuse. It's a circus out here, mama. Your baby's like a damn sideshow blues. It's all a big commercial, it's the video of a man. It's a plot to put an end to my attention span. They make up all these issues I never understood. If I thought I could change things, I'd run out to Hollywood. But it's hard to kick the door down when you ain't wearing no shoes. It's this circus out here, mama. Your baby's like a thumb beside your blue. Sideshow blues. I want to tame lions. These center ring rich kids, they ain't even trying. They go from college to the big top, taking all the best possessions while I'm out in this tent with all these freaks and musicians. I'm out in this tent with all these freaks and musicians. I'm moaning them sideshow blues. Try to tell my girlfriend she's the only one that I've got, but this girl I hardly know keeps on telling her that she's not. She's got a loaded pistol, she waves it all the time. She says sometimes you have to kill a boy just to keep his ass in line. At least that's the way she sees it. She says she saw it on the news. It's this circus out here, mama. Yo, baby, think I'm down beside your lips. Satanic records, man, you don't know when they'll freak. From a quiet kid to a maniac to a movie of the week. We're killing over cocaine, dying over sex. I'm bowing down and praying to who'll ever cut the checks. Now I go to church on Sunday. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, I cannot help but sleep in the pew. It's his circus out here, mama. Your baby like a damn sideshow blues. This circus out here, mama. Your baby's like a damn sideshow blues. This circus out here, mama. Your baby's in this sideshow blues. the reservation. Make way for a brand new nation. Big ideas, they got brand new plans. Heaven knows we need this land. We're gonna build big high and wide city streets through countrysides. Chemicals and the pesticides. This land's out here. Our time, we're young and strong, we got hills to climb. There's a lot of room, but we need it all for slave trade and shopping malls. Gonna build big factories for paper plates, plastic trees, styrofoam and antifreeze. This land is our land. 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 See to claim some place where we'd be free. Got hopeful hearts, working hands. Heaven knows we need this land, cause the world needs lamp bills, diet pills, and paper mills. We need country clubs and oil spills. This land is our land. 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 Make way for a brand new nation. Big ideas, brand new plans. Heaven knows we need this land for Super Bowls. So we rise, remote controls, pesticides, gang related homicides. This land is our land. This land is our land. I think it's going pretty good so far. I said to catch my breath for a second. A lot of people, when we put this song out, it was the first time we ever really got to travel around and meet a lot of people. We'd mostly played in Memphis, and I'd been playing this song around Memphis for a while, and eventually we had worked our way all the way out to Los Angeles, California. Brothers and sisters, if you ever get the chance to go out to Los Angeles, California, I'd like to encourage you to stay home. One time we were back in behind the stage. This is a true story, another true story. No extra charge. This guy came back into the dressing room and he started to pull my hair, and I didn't understand why. And he said, "You know that song, This Land Is Our Land?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "You stole that from Woody Guthrie. You know, This Land Is Our Land, that song?" I had to tell him, though, that I didn't steal this song from Woody Guthrie. I stole it from John Fogerty. Some folks are born, made to wave a flag. Oh God, the red, white, and blue. Hey, when the band plays Hail to the Chief, well, they point that cannon right at you. But it ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator. Thank you. This song about horse racing and cigarettes and chicks and dudes and money. It's called Easy Money. He tried to look like he had a little bit of money. He was a grifter with a southern drawl. Well, I could tell right away by the way he was running that that boy was just beginning to crawl. At least a junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on greed, he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. He's taking every last cent of his savings on a trip to the local track. He had a tip from a friend and put it all down to win on a horse named a heart attack. Well, now, he ain't no fool, boys, he didn't bet at all. So everything was cool when that horse took a fall. But then he turned around and blew the rest trying to win it back. He wanted easy money. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. For the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. I don't understand all the scheming they're playing, but they can't get their hands on that easy money. Now she'd been watching him from her table. Not too soft, but not too tough. But she figured by the money he was throwing around that he was damn sure good looking enough. So she worked her way over, she shot him a wink. He took his last $5, bought her a drink. By the time they hit the Motel 6, they figured they was in love, 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 love. She lived easy money. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. For the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. I don't understand all the scheming they're playing, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. It must have been about 2 weeks later. He gets a call from one of his business friends. They got a surefire steal of this big investment deal in Dumplin'. Would you believe this? He's gonna let both of us in. So they took all his savings out of the bank. And on the way home, they stopped to gas up her tank. She stepped in for some cigs and she never saw that fucker again. She wanted easy money. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. For the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. Don't understand all the scheming they plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that. Somebody, you think they know you, think you know somebody, but man, you never do. And Jackie used to live about 3 blocks away from me. We used to throw the baseball, we would climb this old oak tree. You know, we would sneak his old man's cigarettes out behind the picket fence. Swore that we would always be the best of friends. We used to sit out on the curb and talk on summer nights until Jackie's daddy called him, and then he took off like a light. Friday nights were all the same, our high school senior year. We hung out at the river and we drank black label beer. And we listened to the Stones with all of our old friends. Maybe sneak a toke or two down where the river bends. I remember how I said I'd drive him home on Friday night. Well, he said, go on without me, buddy, I'll be all right. Well, we went off to college, start our freshman year. I went off to school about an hour away from here. But you know, Jackie, he took off. He went to college out of state. He used to call me all the time. He would tell me, he said, man, this is great. I say, I'm coming home for Christmas, and I hope you'll do the same. He'd say that he was coming, but Jack and Dave came. I think you know somebody. He thinks they know you. Everything you know somebody, but man, you never heard. The night that he got married, I was his best man. He moved back to town, so now we're neighbors again. I've since found myself a wife, so now I'm married too. Our families, they get together every Sunday afternoon. His boy and my boy sit outside and talk at night until Jack calls for his boy, and then his boy takes off like a light. Last night I saw the flashing lights. I quickly ran outside. The neighbor lady told me Jackie's youngest boy died, and I was shocked to see that the cops had Jackie handcuffed in the car. Until this morning's paper told me how my friend Jackie had gone too far. Now they're saying that Jackie, he ain't the only one to blame, 'cause battered children, they almost always grow up to do the same. Anything you know somebody, anything they know you, anything you know somebody, but a man you never knew. Song I made up. I had a folk band and we were playing around down in Memphis, and we got to open for everybody, and we were starting to travel a little bit, and we thought that we'd love it if somebody'd let us make a record. So I started sending my tapes. I would make tapes in my kitchen and I would send them to different record companies, and they'd call me back and decline. And then one day some guy called up and said, son, nobody gives a shit about folk music no more. And this is when grunge music was really popular. And they told me, they said, maybe you should get out to Seattle and soak up that vibe. And which brought my breakfast all the much closer to the top of my throat. And then in my frustration, I made up this song about what I thought would happen if my little folk band moved out to Seattle to try to make it big. And we play it like this here. We'll be right back. rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair down in your eyes and you'll make $1 million. I was in this band going nowhere fast. We sent out our demo tape, but everyone passed. So one day we finally took the plunge and moved out to Seattle and started playing grunge. Washington State, that is. Space Needle. Eddie Vedder. Nothing, honey. Now to fit in fast, we got flannel shirts and turned our amps up until it hurts. We got bad attitudes, and what's more, when we play, we stare straight down at the floor. I ain't seen anything like that since yesterday. Now to fit in on the Seattle scene, you gotta show people something they've never seen. So thinking up a gimmick one day, we decided we was gonna be the only band that wouldn't play a note under any circumstances. We called it Silence, music's original alternative. Roots grunge. The word through the underground that we were the hottest new young band in town. A record guy come out to see us one day, and just like always, we refused to play. Hey man, it knocked him out. He said he loved our work. He said he loved our work, but he wasn't sure if he could sell a record with no music on it. I said, dude, you've been doing it all year. Rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair down in your eyes, you'll make $1 million. Well, they made us do a video, but that wasn't tough, because we just filmed ourselves smashing stuff. It's kind of weird because there was no music, but MTV said they'd love to use it. The kids went wild, kids went nuts. Rolling Stone gave us 5 stars, said we'd play with guts, we're meeting chicks, taking drugs. They asked us to do MTV Unplugged. Should have seen it. We went right out and refused to do acoustical versions of the electrical songs that we had refused to record in the first place. Then we smashed our shit. Well, we blew them away at the Grammy show by refusing to play and refusing to go. And then just when it looked like fame would last forever, along come a band that wasn't even together. Called Guns N' Roses. Well, say, hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair in your eyes, take a minute. Well, our band got fired, and that's not funny, because now we're hooked on grass, but we're out of money. So the other day, I called up the band. I said, you guys, I've taken all I can. I say we shave off these goatees, pack the van, move back to Hoboken, search of Tim Carroll. Thrown Nashville, I'll know though. Song, he said, shit, that ain't my song, boy. He said, my song goes off like it's people say I'm no good and I'm a crazy as a lamb. I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. I kinda like an old blue tick and I like a laying around in a shade. Ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can get it on my own. You don't like the way that I'm living, and you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. If I try, I only got a handful of time. I only got a little more time left. Oh, hey. Take it easy. Huh? I know, but there's some other bands. Don't get hostile, I swear to God. I told you. You guys are giving me a flashback. I always wonder if I can. I tell you one real quick story, and then I'll play All Right Guy, and then we'll bring on that other fucking band. I'll do that. Okay, I'll do all that shit if you want me to. Well, all right, but just give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna tell you this now, and it's the song. I made the song up when I was 19. Which was before I could make all the shit that I wanted to say rhyme. So it's going to take just a few minutes for me to explain the song, or it wouldn't make any sense when I played it. First of all, there's a lick in the song that goes off like this here. It's a big part of the piece. Oh, this could be an uphill climb. Was that for a photo, or you just, was that a request just in general? Okay, so just real quickly, I'll say this. I come from Portland, Oregon. I've moved down to San Francisco to try to find something to do, and that didn't pan out, so I caught a ride with this guy, and he was going to Austin, Texas. So I got to Austin, Texas. I didn't really have a plan in Austin, Texas, but I knew two chords, and I had a harmonica. And I was driving around in the back of this car, and then I ended up at this party where I met all these people, and I didn't really know where I was going to stay that night, but there was this guy sitting over with a bunch of other guys, and they called this guy, they called him Trog, and Trog was a 6'8", 310-pound man. Him and his two roommates were sitting in the corner chugging beer, you know? The girls wouldn't talk to him, and by the end of the night, that was the only place I could stay, Trog and his friends. They said, well, you could stay on our couch, so I started to stay over there all the time, and eventually, they had this little routine every night where somebody would go get a six-pack, and then they'd all sit around and listen to whatever music Trog wanted to listen to, being 6'8", 310 pounds. So one night I'm sitting there listening to him, and he puts on a record by a guy that maybe you've heard of or maybe you haven't, but his name's Jerry Jeff Walker, and he wrote Mr. Bojangles, and he did Redneck Mother, and there's a fan of his up there. And so anyway, he plays me this guy, and he's still my favorite singer, you know. And I said, God, this is the best music I've ever heard. You know, it's all relative, but it was my favorite. And he said, well, let's go see him. So the next night we went and saw him, and I decided that was going to be my job. The next day I got a different guitar, and I started practicing all the time, trying to be like Jerry Jeff Walker. And I would go follow him around to all his shows like the kids used to follow the Grateful Dead, except for there just wouldn't be any other fucking kids. It'd just be me. Nobody's selling beads or anything. And so I'm following this guy around, and if you're like me, when you buy records, you read the insides. Well, I found out that this guy made all his records. He didn't like going to studios. He didn't even want to go to Nashville. He made them bring all that equipment to his favorite bar in Texas, and they would record there. And I just, and that you could also play just like I'm doing here tonight in this bar. It's called Luckenbach, Texas. That's where the bar was. There was a song, well, Waylon Jennings made famous about this town. Well, I decided that I wanted to play in this bar, so I sent him my tape, and they never did call me back. And then one day, we were sitting there, me and Trog and everybody. Trog, of course, had the remote, and we were watching WKRP in Cincinnati on television. The phone rings. They said, "This is Marge down in Luckenbach, and we had our Saturday night show canceled. We just wondered if you could come down." So I got very excited, and I held the phone, you know, and I checked with Trog, and he said it was okay. So we all decided we was going to load up the car on Saturday and go down to this place. Now, brothers and sisters, if you've never been to Luckenbach, the town became famous. So if you're trying to go, you probably won't get to fucking go because tourists take the signs that point to it. So you're just driving around in the desert, you know. So we're driving around in the desert. We know we're lost. We don't know how to get there, but it's all men in the car. So we drive about another 2.5 hours, and then we pull off to ask where we are. We pull off the Devil's Backbone Highway into this bar that's uniquely named the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And behind the bar, there's this old gray-haired woman. She's all hunched up, and they vote me to go in. So I go into this lady, and I say, "Ma'am, we're so lost. Can you tell us where Luckenbach is?" And this sweet old woman, like my grandma, she turns around, and she says, "Fuck Luckenbach. Drink with us." So we did. And by the end of the night, we drank a lot, you know, and we had our guitars out, and we had been playing, and I said to her, "Miss Virgie, how much do we owe you for everything?" She says, "You don't owe me shit, boy." So we started going there every Friday. Eventually, I come up with this song for old Miss Virgie, wherever she is tonight, featuring this guitar lick here. Thank you. Oh, Miss Virgie tended bar at a shack out in the hill. And they haven't made her any money, boy, but it paid up all of her bill. She must have been 80 years old, but her heart was warm and her beer was cold. She gave away more than she ever sold, just smiling all the time. I used to sit off in the corner every Friday night to a loud crowd of cowboys, bikers, and barroom fights. They'd be drinking beer and carrying on. Not a one of them had listened to one of my songs, but old Miss Virgie be singing along. She says you knew them all by heart. And then one night, after closing, she poured me up a beer. She said, "Come over here and sit down, you little shit. I got something you need to hear." She said, "Life isn't easy getting through. Everybody's gonna make things tough on you. But I can tell you right now, if you dig what you do, they will never get you down." She said, "Life's too short to worry." She said, "Life's too long to wait. Well, it's too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate." I made a lot of men haggle and finagle all the time, trying to save a nickel, make a dive. She said, "Not me, boy, no siree. You know I ain't got the time." You didn't do it. Seen old Virgie, I guess it's probably been about 10 years. I've been bumming around this country singing songs for tips and beers. Now the nights are long, the driving's tough, the hotels are weird, and the pay sucks. But I can't dig what I do enough, so it never gets me down. I say life's too short to worry. I say life's too long to wait. It's too short not to love everybody. Life is too long to hate. I mean, a lot of men are haggling, finagle all the time, trying to save a nickel, make it dime. So it's not me, boy, no siree. You know I ain't got the time. I pick it now. I started playing there every every single Friday night, and I started to have a little crowd going, but there was this one old guy in particular that used to sit in the corner every single solitary Friday night and see the show. By the end of the summer, I started to think he liked the show. I didn't find out till earlier in the fall that he was an alcoholic, and I was playing the only bar within 300 miles of his house. One night at the end of the summer, he comes up to me. The whole bar got like 13 teeth in the whole bar. This guy's hogging two of them to himself. He comes up to me, he says, "I've been watching you all summer, boy." And I was like, "Well, I've been meaning to thank you." And he said, "Oh, don't thank me. I've been watching you all summer, and I think you suck." And I understood what he meant by that, but he wanted to expand on it. So he went on and on. He said that him and his brothers, they was big fans of Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band. And he said, "Last summer we drove all the way into Austin to see Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band." And he said the whole time he was jamming, he was like way up on top of the guitar. He says, "You just sit up there like this, and I think it sucks." So when I came up with this song, I of course thought about old Jerry Jeff Walker and Trog and all my friends, Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band. Mostly though, I thought of that guy. And that's when I put this part in. "Eat your heart out, you inbred son of a bitch. You know, just the other morning I was hanging around at my house. I had that new book with all those pictures of Garth Brooks / Chris Danes naked in it, and I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door, said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. She said she didn't ever want to see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want to live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. I know I'm dirty, and I know I smoke a lot of pot. It ain't like I'm going on TV and biting off chunks of Evander Holyfield's ear. I know I get wild, I know I get drunk. Man, it ain't like I've got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want to live until I gotta die. God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. Sing it more. Just the other night, you know, these cops pulled me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they said, "Son, we're gonna have to ask you to step out of the car." Well, I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks, but still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. Until I gotta die. I know it ain't perfect. Christ to each other. May God bless you. I'll see you again. My name's Todd Snyder. Special thanks to y'all that come so far to see me tonight. Have fun. Meet Earl. Neighbors are all up in arms about something they saw on TV. Seems some politician got busted for something that won't make any difference to me. Now I'm sure it's all true, and I'm tired of this too, but I can't pray for some guy to fall. I say let all the people do what people do. I'm just happy to be here at all. I'm happy to be here to vote randomly on who ought to take the next dive. I'm eager to see what the downfall will be and all the hilarity on Saturday Night Live. I guess mostly it's all scandal TV these days. That's where the real money must fall. Down from the smog of some Hollywood haze, I'm just happy to be here at all. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be. Happy. I'm just happy I get to be here. See how it goes if everything blows into space. I've been walking my tennis shoes right through my toes, trying to keep up with the rest of the race. Mostly I stare out my window these days, watching my dog chase her ball. I'll do my job here, whatever it pays. I'm just happy to be here at all. I'm happy, happy to be here at all. Nothing to do except for nothing at all. It's the same old climb up the same old wall. I've fallen down before. You see, I've been down, I've been so depressed. I feel overworked and I feel overstressed. But deep down here I know I'm blessed. I ain't gonna cry no more. I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna scream. Ain't letting no one kick a hole in my dreams. I won't be falling apart at the seams like I've always done before. You see, I've used my fists and I've used my voice. Hell, I have used myself like a cheap Rolls Royce. I never knew that I could just use my choice. I ain't gonna cry no more. Pick it. Thank you. See people talk behind people's back, scheme and plot and plan attacks. But someday soon they will be switching tracks in a way that this world can't ignore. So call all of your buddies, call all of your friends, call all your enemies and make it man. Because the prominent place of letting everybody in, we ain't gonna cry no more. I said I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna cry, I ain't gonna cry no more. Lord, Lord, I'm in the prominent place letting everybody in, we ain't gonna cry no more. Hey. Yeah, they call me the Marine, I keep rolling down the road. Yeah, they call me the Marine, changing the weather, ain't no change in me. There ain't no change in the weather, ain't no change in me. I ain't hiding from nobody, nobody's hiding from me. Well, they call me the breeze, I keep rolling down the road. Yeah, they call me the breeze, I keep rolling down the road. Hey, I ain't nobody, and I don't care me no load. Hey, I want to thank you, Georgia Beaches, you know you made me feel right at home. Thank you all very much. I want to leave you with one more thing. You've been so nice to me. I have my picture made with my cousin. Listen, I want to... Oh, shit. All right. I just wanted to leave you this one more thought, and then I got to go, and we're going to make room for the rock and roll music. It's something I'd like to recite to you. It says... It's late and she's waiting. Yeah. And I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and whenever drinks are free, what made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of me. May the good Lord bless you. Cheers.
All right, let's hear it for Todd Snyder. Great set.